Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Yep. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture. With co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again with another episode of the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. I got my homie Elvis Freshly in the building. Be Good Dispensers. What's going on, G? There you go. Got him.
Just out here making moves, player.
Real quick. Shout out to the homie DJ Sin. She can't make it, but we got
a motherfucker. Yo, Sin, we miss you.
Great episode for you today, man. We got a motherfucking getter,
heavy
man.
Heavy fucking hitter.
Hitter, smasher heavy in the street. Hitter. You know we're talking about graffiti, man. This will be getting up not only in Denver, we'll be getting up in L.A., Kansas.
Yo, for real, if you don't know, open your fucking eyes.
Because he's everywhere, because it's there. Man. But we got a fucking motherfucking, like I said, we got my homie in the building, Heiser, a.k.a. Heiser Lope, a.k.a. Foul, A.E., L4WO Mob, and Tuso, L4W Mob in the motherfucking building. What's going on, G?
Don't forget my homies, OCP, homie.
OCP, what's up?
My homies right there.
Big OCP. OCP, Big Mobbers crew. We got the heavy hitters in the house today.
What's good with y'all, man?
Chilling dog, right here.
We're about to light one up real quick.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
about
you
to
right.
Get shit started.
Right here,
you know
totally against this shit. Just for really, just so everyone knows, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do it for my boy right here because I know him for years. I'm here.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I think I'm talking like 18 years. I don't know exactly, but it's been a minute. I mean,
nah, I appreciate it, dog. And you told me that last night, bro. You said the only reason you're doing that shit is because I know you're my boy, homie.
I got love for you, homie. I got love for you, dog. You always show me love, and I'm always gonna show you love, dog.
Yeah, you guys have known each other that long?
Yeah, we know each other. Heiser is the first one that ever took me out bombing when I was doing my DVDs. He took me out bombing. They were beefing with TWC, and this motherfucker was dressed like a gangster from South Central Los Angeles with the fucking beanie on and the Dickies and the fucking the sweater, dog. It was cool.
Looking straight out of Friday.
Yeah, we fucking.
Same colors on me.
It is colors, oh, colors. Colors.
It was in 93. It was 2000, honey. It was like 2005?
Something like that, bro. Something like that. Hey, but tell him.
But I was still on that Cali shit, though.
I was going to say, yeah, you're not on it.
But I'm also on that Denver shit, homie. I don't know. I'm kind of like, you know what I mean?
You be going everywhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? You been traveling a lot lately, huh?
Both my homes, I mean. Love for both of them.
Right. Hey, so for the people that don't know who you are, tell them who you are, bro, and where you're from and how you made it to Denver real quick.
So I'm from California. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm from the Valley, San Gabriel Valley. And I came out here when I was 16, fucking up out there. Mom's like, you know what, we're shipping you out to Denver. Your brother just moved out there. He's doing good. Hopefully you're gonna do good.
Right. What about you, Tuso? You're from Cali too, right? What part is it? Low Bottoms or Low Bottoms? The 20s, I'm trying to think, is that by fucking old Tumor Loke right there? On kind of like Alameda and Florencia? Or you're on the other side by Nipsey? Oh, okay. And how'd you make it to Denver, bro? Right, start all over, right? Because you kind of said you were banging and doing graffiti, right?
Not really, bro.
Being a knucklehead,
troublemaking, you know, young kids, bro.
Hey, so Heiser, when you came to Denver, man, who were some of the first kind of people you met that you start running with?
The first fool that I met that still does graffiti, homie. My nigga Shoe, homie.
Oh, yeah.
We met in high school.
Shout out. So you've known him a long time, huh?
Yeah, I've been knowing him probably the longest, like, that's still active, homie.
Right.
The game and you.
Active, that fool goes hard, bro.
Tusk. Sire's not really doing shit, but they were from SK. Who's, I'm not gonna speak on, but that nigga, fucking, yeah, that's when I was still in high school. I was a senior, I remember that shit.
So you started doing graffiti in high school or what?
Yeah, freshman year. I was 13 years old in California. Then I moved out here, and I was still fucking riding, and fucking, yeah.
And tell that little story. I think you bumped into Shoe in the lunchroom, and he had a black book.
So check this out. So it's like, it's lunch, and we weren't in the lunchroom, and it so happens that we were both new to that school, Hinckley. Shout out to Hinckley.
Hinckley in the house.
On the facts, over here, East Coast facts and shit. Yeah. And, fucking.
Shout out,
that fool was chilling on the bench outside in front of the school and shit. And I just walked by and like, we were just different, homie. Our whole style, everything was different about us. And I think that's when we noticed that I was a bomber. He was like, he was from New Mexico. He was after I met him, he told me, and he was fucking, I walked by this one, and all of a sudden, this one just busts out of black, which starts drawing. So I hit that flip. I was like, what's up, homie, you right? And I was like, yeah, right, shoot.
He was testing you with the book.
Yeah, he testing you with the book, homie. Uh-huh. You know, it was already in me. I had to hit him up.
Right. And were you writing Heiser back then or what?
Yeah, I was already writing. Oh, I used to write Heise. Heisea.
Leave my curl alone or what?
No, I took off the A, put the R.
I like Heise. Heise. That's yeah, tight. Heise. That's dope. Yeah. I like that too. That's
yeah.
Cool.
My baseball I'm like, take off the fuck, you ain't put an R, that shit sounds tight. And I was like, hey, you're right. Yeah, dig that. It's been Heiser ever since, homie.
All right. And then you start writing another name because you're kind of getting a little hot, right?
Yeah. I fucking.
You should do a Heise piece one day, bro. You should do a Heise.
Hey, so honestly, homie, I've been back to Cali and I've done one or two, homie.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah. And,
that's a dope name.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, nah, for real. That's a real dope name, bro. Yeah. I like that.
And so I had to write another name for a second. She got really hot. Went and sat down for a little minute, like almost three years, and some bullshit. It wasn't over graffiti, but that was added into it, you know what I mean?
Right, so, a little bit. They compounded that shit on you.
But, you know, I can't hold a good motherfucker down, dog.
Not at all, bro. Not at all.
Free Coz, homie.
Yeah, free the homie Coz. He's going to be coming home pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
The homie's coming home. A.E. Mob.
You know what I'm saying? But talk about A.E. Mob, man. Because Preach ain't here no more. And a lot of people don't know about Preach.
Preach was a fucking... Preach and Coz, homie. They're
beast.
Both beasts, dog. When I came out here, I don't want to compare them to anyone, but they were like on some Saber Revoke, that shit, dog. Catching heavies.
Exactly.
I was like, I thought them boots were from LA.
They were the Denver Revokes. Yeah. They were the Denver version.
Yeah, like they're their own
right.
People, but
now you're right.
Because they have their shit, but like.
They're killing it.
Yeah, dog. But at the time when I came out here as a kid, when I used to go downtown, when I came out here, that's the shit I used to see in heavies, rooftops, and they were doing burners, homie. Like, 4 or 5 color burners, homie, wild style shit.
Clothes, yeah. Kill
I saw
him.
That shit and I was like, I need to link up with these moves.
That's what I wanted.
I was
to
a kid, dog. I was like, I need to link up with these moves. And they were bombing, homie. They were highway shit, everywhere shit, dog. They're just up, homie.
Like a motherfucker up. Like you said, they were definitely taking graffiti to the next level.
Yeah, dog.
I remember the first time I seen Coz, I just seen, like you said, this burner in like some crazy ass place. And like literally like a couple days later, I seen another one. And another day later, another one. I was like, God damn, this fool's
Those fools were on some other shit. Those fools were ahead of their time, homie, straight up. Yeah, dog, because they were young at that time. At that time.
But that was the perfect time,
yeah,
too, bro.
Hey,
bro.
That
was exactly
the time,
at
that age,
bro.
Homie.
I know, at that age to be.
Yeah, they were good, homie.
Bro, I know everybody else was toys
in
the city.
They were just fucking.
Made
they're ahead of the game,
like
dog.
Toys, bro.
What the fuck is anyone else doing?
Making fools look stupid out here, I swear, bro.
Yeah, dog, I was just like,
they were the best.
I was like, who the fuck is them fools, dog?
So would you say that Preach and Coz inspired you? Were they some of your influences, or who were your influences?
Yeah, honestly, like, because when I left Cali, I was still young, homie. The homie that got me on graffiti was a homie Psy, dog, straight up. And that fool, fucking over time, that fool just, it's not for everyone, you know what I mean? He's still cool, he's still my homie, but it's just not for everyone. And then I came out here, and...
I heard you moved to, like, Montbello, right?
Yeah, I lived in the Bellows.
Start crushing that
Bellows,
shit.
And then I was going to school in Aurora. I was crushing everything. The Bellows.
Hey,
the Bellows never seen graffiti.
No.
I didn't see the sense either. that shit, I don't know what it's selected or it's like secluded over there, homie. There's like no graph out there, straight up. Even in the A, dog.
Uh-huh.
It's like me, Shu, the homegirl Dolce, EK, a little bit, you know.
Just a couple people here and there, but not like Denver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But we fucking, me and Shu just like fuck you, it's where you're at, homie. You know what I mean? And we're kids, homie. We're walking, catching spots at first, dog. And so, yeah, that's how
you remember
was.
One of the first spots you caught?
One of the first spots I caught, homie, I sneaked out my crib, dog, I remember. And I went and caught a highway spot, like a little ledge, like over there they call them, what do they call them? Suicides, I think, out there in Cali.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is, Tucson?
Those little side ledges?
Yeah, but they're like in the middle of the highway.
The highway. You and Concept had one of those, right? You and Concept had one of those that ran for a while.
Yeah, we almost got busted that night, too. Got sweated by the pigs and everything. We made it out. That shit was crazy.
You said cars are going by 150 miles an hour.
And right when we finished the spot, I'm like, hey, homie, let's leave the paint here. We'll come back and pick it up right now with the whip. He's like, nah, we're good. And I was like, nah. Fucking, he left it. We walked like 2 minutes, homie. Got sweated. We got caught right there.
Damn.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
And you go back to, I mean, you just, I don't even know what you call it, bro. Like, you did like a fucking blockbuster, like whole side of a building right off the LA highway. Talk about that shit. How long did that shit take you?
Yeah, fucking thank you.
I seen you. I went to LA right after that. I seen that shit.
I will say real quick.
I was riding for a minute.
A couple of the homies were on there, and they felt a certain type of way. But even the big homie, Tumor, was like, hey, he outdid all y'all. He killed that whole wall. So
that's what's up. Hell yeah. You know what I mean? That's what's up.
Getting the pass. Like, shit, you're not getting the pass. That you need
to
pass.
I'm sure you did. I was just like, the homie was just like,
for real, how many people
going around these spoons? I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go around them. Homie, the only one that's messed me up is, I don't know this one, but rest in peace, Jaws, too, homie. He left his tag, homie. He had just passed away. I don't really know much about the story, homie, but rest in peace, homie, you know?
How many people were up on that wall, for real?
That's real. That's
for real. For real, like 15, 20 people. Yeah.
Anyone hit you up on the internet or not?
Nah, hell no. Everyone showed love, dog. All of them showed love, dog. It was cool. Check this out. So when I got there, I'm not going to say who, but there was a writer already painting. And I hit that flip. I was like, hey, homie, you got to just start. I was like, check this out. I don't know if you want to finish on me, but hey, I'm about to just fuck cap you, homie. Straight up, I'm doing this whole shit right here. He's like, what?
He's like, yeah, I'm about to do the whole shit.
The whole shit? And I was like, I'm doing all of it, dog. He didn't believe
it. Was humongous.
Did he stay there? Did he stay there kicking?
That's a hot spot, dog. I ran
there. You say they're kicking with you or for a little
bit? No, so this check it out. This was like, hey, homie, we'll check this out. I'm just going to finish real quick. I'm going to take a picture, homie. Do it for the gram real quick. And you were good, homie. Yeah, I was like, what? All right, homie, that's what's up. Yeah. Yeah, dog, that shit.
So and talk then, about that. You say you got ran so up then, on or what?
So I started doing it. And fucking, that night I had to be there for myself, homie, well, at first, and then the homies from OCP rolled up, but I just was eager, homie, I just wanted to
start. Get it started.
Yeah, they didn't know what I had in mind, homie, like, no one knew, dog, I didn't even really know, like, when I said it the whole while, motherfucker was big, dog. Yeah, bro, I was just like, it was big, homie, I was like, fuck, I didn't even have the right amount of pain, homie, you know, so I had to ghost this shit, I ghosted the roller, homie, fuck you.
Right.
yeah, dog, if you really look, you still see some of them fools still up right there, you know what I mean? Yeah, but it wasn't no disrespect, I was on the mission, homie, I was coming from damages, bombing shit, dog, straight up.
How long did that take you?
So it took me 2 nights. The first night, I chilled there at the beginning by myself, some youngsters rolled up, homie. Like, a few youngsters rolled up, tried to sweat me, homie, but then when I told them what's up, where I was from and everything, where I was, homie, they were cool as fuck. Cool, homie, like, a few fools rolled
up. They weren't
up.
Tripping at all.
Yeah, no, not tripping at all. They were showing me I love you. Like, you're gonna do the whole thing, dog? The whole thing, homie? And I was like, yeah, dog. Like, no one believed me, dog.
Right.
Watch out for the cubs.
Yeah, like, I ain't trying, but that shit was, hey, that's one of my graffiti moments, homie. That was love. That for myself, I was like, I was proud of myself. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And fucking, so the first night, I went the first night. I thought I was going to finish the first night in my head. Me thinking I'm the shit. I'm going to finish tonight. Fuck this. Nah, dog, I stayed there all night, homie. That wall was a brick wall, so it was hella hard to roll with all the fools on there. And I thought I had enough paint. Yeah, dog, it was just like, fuck. So I finished as much as I could. Oh, I even got ran up by the security guards. I'm like, I don't know what they're called down there. They're not pigs, but they're like downtown pigs. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
And those fools rolled up on me. They're like, what are you doing right here? And I like, because I had a... Well, I had some shit on, dog, and like, you know what I mean? I was trying to look like normal, kind of. I don't know how to look normal at 4 in the morning.
Like a best,
fucking 3, 4 in the morning.
You gotta look like a bum. You gotta look like a bum, bro.
But, dog, so fucking, I was there trying to look normal, homie. And fucking, these fools rolled up, and they're like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I got caught up doing some graph right here the other night.
Uh-huh.
And you got some drinks on?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got through some graph, and I got rolled up by the people that live right here, and I told them, they told me if I cover all this graffiti, because it was all the buffers, you know?
Right.
And if I cover all this graffiti, that they weren't going to call the cops on me, so that's what I'm doing. And they're like, well, why so late? I was like, I work all day, man. This is the only time I have them. Like, if I don't do this, I'm trying to go to jail.
Right.
And they're like, all right, cool, you're good. Like, after a few seconds, to talk to their thing, you're like, you're good, happy twice, dog.
Right.
Straight up, dog, I was tripping. I was like, what the fuck? And they like, mommy.
Damn.
That shit. Yeah, what the fuck? I was just watching this thing, this outline right here.
Yeah, right. Damn, that's crazy.
I'm hit it with this black right here. All
right. So you kind of just played the role, and they kind of like fell for that shit, right?
Yeah, dog. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you just got to finesse it, homie.
Fake legals.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially like in L.A., right?
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere. Even fucking Kansas, homie. Sometimes you get...
All right, we're back. And like I said, we got my homie Heiser in the building. We got Tuso, AE Mob, L4W0, O.
OCP, big OCP.
OCP.
AE Mob.
So, man, so, hey, after your L.A. trip, Heiser, where'd you go from there? Because I know when we went down to L.A., me and the homie Shu, we seen you up in South Central. We seen you up a couple blocks from Slauson in Crenshaw. We seen you right downtown with Derms, and we seen you a couple other places, man.
Oh, yeah, thank you, dog. That's what's up. That's...
Yeah, I went right after. I went
and
right
I'll tell you what. Oh, wait, hold on real quick. For the people that know, no. Graffiti in Denver is one thing, but in L.A., that motherfucker's big.
Yes, yeah, it's about to
and you won't see motherfuckers. You won't get, And when you see people multiple times, like same with Derms. Like Derms was like, you see that motherfucker everywhere on boxcars.
I learned that shit like at Cali. My bad, I only put you up, but in L.A., dog, I go out there often, homie, because that's where I'm from, homie, so I at least go once a year. And right before I went this last time, I went the year before that, maybe a little bit less, and I was bombing, dog, every day, homie. Every day I was bombing, dog.
All day, every day.
And I was, that time I didn't take my whip. I was just like, I'm just going to go out there, walk around, stay downtown and shit, get a, like, Airbnb downtown and just stay downtown for a little minute. And I'll just mob everywhere. And that's what I did, homie. So I went in that time, dog. And fucking, like I said, I thought I went in. Anyways, I get back, fool, and I was just like, you know, because graffiti is about gossip, homie.
Right.
Straight up, dog. No lie, homie. So, but I was like, man, no one's seen me. I ain't the fuck. No one said nothing, dog.
You ain't heard nothing.
Where the fuck you been at? The fuck? So, yeah, nothing, homie. I was like, the fuck? Because I was trying to go big. I was like, I'm going to go to Cali. I'm going to do big. I'm fucking, you know what's up.
Right, right.
Nah, hell nah. And I was going in.
And what's crazy is you go back there like 6 months later and you still see the shit that you did, but it's like, no one gives a fuck out there.
Now they know. Now they know. Now they're like, now I know. Because back then, that's when I was still writing foul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I ain't fucking, I was doing a bunch of fouls. But now they're going to know.
I have a story for you.
Yeah, what's up?
And this was coming from Derms. When you left L.A., there were writers that knew that you left L.A. and try to take over your name to try to be like, that's me getting up. You know what I mean? I'm foul. So, because like you left and went, I don't know, Kansas City or some other places, and there were writers that try to pick up your name.
And what?
You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, I don't. Now that's crazy.
Yeah, like Derms was telling me, people start writing foul because they kind of.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know what I'm talking about? Talk about that too. So, like, I'm not tripping, right? You got talking to Mike.
Like on Jefferson Broadway and shit, a couple fouls.
Yeah.
It was like, this ain't foul.
Yeah, so what they're doing is like they kind of knew you left.
It's not right behind that is a foul.
A real one.
That's crazy.
It's like the bootleg foul up front and then the real foul in the back.
Hey, get the hype, get that hype off of it.
Damn, that's what's up. That's just like, I've been doing this for a minute, homie. It's just like, fuck, it took me a minute, dog. Like, some fools are not dry, homie. I think they flow, their shit flows, homie. And for me, I feel like I had to work hard. Like at least to me, dog, because you're your own worst critic, homie. And to me, I was like, fuck, my shit's fucking whack for the longest, dog. And I think, like, these last few years, I found, like, well, what the fuck?
Well, you definitely have your own style.
I've always thought your shit was fresh. Even since back in the day, you had the sick, bro, you guys did those, like sick ass pieces, and then all your 3D would fit inside of the letters, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit, so hard back then. Always,
hell yeah, thank you, dog. But like, I don't know. I don't know how you even put this right now. There's like, of course, there's different levels. You're gonna start and fucking, I don't know. Fools are toys, but nowadays, homie, I see fools start and they're just like, I was like, the fuck? How do you do that shit?
You're already fresh,
right?
I don't know, maybe
already fresh, right?
It
is
the popping like that.
YouTube tutorials, bro.
Yeah.
YouTube tutorial.
Yeah, I know, like, I love for IG and all too, homie, but, like, maybe it's a little bit too much IG because you just started paying rent, homie. You're how old, dog?
Right.
But, I don't know. Fools, like, I see other people shit too, and, like, fools that I look up to, homie, in the game, dog. And just, like, yeah, like, everyone develops, but some fools are just, like, good down there. So I don't know what it is. And if they're just good like that, shout out to them.
Yeah, yeah. But I think more so, like, a lot of people could be good, paint good letters and whatever, who's out there?
Maybe, like,
who's out there, though? You know?
I mean,
real talk. Like, who's out there? You know what I mean? Who's up right
from
now?
From where? Like, there's places.
Just in general. No, I mean, but that's what matters. Because you could be, have all the style in the world and paint your backyard every fucking day. And you got followers because you fucking posted on Instagram and somebody shouted you out.
So who I see up on me recently, this last year, dog, in more places than cities. I mean, fucking different cities.
Yep.
Fucking Wasp, homie, that fool Wasp.
That motherfucker. Hey, dog. MFK.
Straight up, homie. Oh. I don't know where he's from, dog, but that fool, I seen him in a few cities, homie. That fool,
Get it.
Hey, I don't know, it's so nice, but this fool, his crew, homie, I don't know how you say it, homie, so it's, I don't want to butcher his name and shit. Simmer?
S-I-M-R?
Yeah, I think so. No, S-I-E-M-R, yeah. He's from,
Seamer. S-I-E-M-R?
He's A.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Every city I've been to, homie. Him.
Saut is up like a motherfucker.
I don't know who that is.
S-A-U-T-E.
I don't know, bro.
Saut, he get the billboards.
What's up? Shout out to him. Fucking, but I don't know, dog. Like, just, and that's just maybe like Midwest. My homies, too, homie. Out. OCP, homie. The homies show me, those fools show me mad love, homie. I just got on like last year, homie, but I got nothing but love for the homies. So I just show me love from the get.
Right, right.
I have like something, those fools are the homies, dog. Something I needed, homie, at the time. And I still need homies, the homies.
And like we said, man, you didn't start doing this. You've been doing this for a minute. I've known you for a minute. I mean, you were in the fucking War 4 video, man. You got some hot ass spots on that shit. You know what I mean? He don't want to smoke.
That's the one right there.
That's the other one.
Damn.
That's the one right there.
This is the Godzilla.
That's the eighth wood right
talk
there.
Talk about fucking with BGN with War 4. And actually, real quick, what I have to do is I have to explain what this is, because last time they didn't know what it is. So War 4 is a graffiti video basically put out by TKO back in the day. And War 4 is, how do you say, has more special to us because there's a lot of Denver parts in there. Coz is in there doing the silos, Heiser's in there, Shoes in there. I ain't going to say who else is in there, but there are a couple. Yeah, of, you know, there's some other buckets in there. I mean,
there's a bunch of heavy.
That actually.
Homie Scuzz on that.
Yeah, Scuzz. Everyone's on there.
I seen a little bit about that shit the other day, that video, and fucking. Yeah, homie. There's a lot of them kind of like
heads.
They have you right there capping the Obey after the DNCs. That was after the DNCs.
Hey, honestly, homie, I didn't cap that for on purpose. Like, I just, there was no more initial true.
You got to get up.
I already fucked cotton fans. Fucking, like, sorry, I catch the spot, dog. Sorry, right. Homie.
That's
hard.
That's how it happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But now that's an epic, like, graffiti DVD, man. Like, there's some, like, you know, Coz going up the silos with no rail and fucking.
Yeah, Afo's is fucking monster.
Coz, homie.
He killed that shit.
Bayer. There was
Bayer was on that shit. He said, Chew killed it on that, too. Yeah, that
even Tumor Bucket, everyone, shit.
There's a lot. That was out here. Damn, not with Tumor, though.
No, that was a part of the other stuff, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of Shoe
caught that spot, those tags on 6th Avenue right there.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, we got it.
Getting crazy.
But yeah, we got it.
That's kind of actually right after, like, I met you guys. Right when you guys did the filming for War 4, I literally met you like maybe a month. Met you guys like a month.
Hey, honestly, how do you even meet?
Well, I always knew Shoe. Because he rapped. He was a rapper. So I knew Shoe automatically. And then.
Shoe was a rapper?
Yeah, Shoe. Yeah, I have his. Wait.
Yes.
I have the CD still. It's Loose Change. Yeah, he has tracks and everything.
Sick.
Right. Hey, if you actually go to Box State Music YouTube, I got videos of him rapping and freestyling and stuff on there.
Shout out Box State Music on YouTube. Go ahead and check out
that. How did we meet, dog? I like.
I don't know, but.
I think I just hit you up.
Probably.
Or you know what it was? No, I know what it was. This is how we met. We did this interview like 15 years ago at my place on my couch with you and Shu. And Shu brought you with him. And that's how I met you for the first time.
Yeah.
And then I told you that night you're wearing Vans. And I told you.
He plays to me like a rapper like theme tune.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't.
And that's kind of where I went from there. So I met you for the first time. Then I hit you up and I was like, hey, can I go, you know, check out our bombing and stuff, videotape? And you're like, hell yeah. So you took me. And then next night there was like an art show.
I don't even know how I said that shit, but.
Remember the certified art show? He was like, hell yeah, bro. He was like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
You don't even know this was what I was going to say. He's all, could have been a cop or whatever.
Nah, not at all. I was already deep in the game. Like, music, I got tired with music. It was the DVDs. And like I said, I had known Shu. But nah, he's like, come on, let's go. And like I said, you guys are battling TWC at the moment. I remember going out there, dissing shit. Kyra was out there, you know what I mean? Little Venge was out there, RIP, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, battling Tusk and all, then they're on their bikes with their walkie-talkies, you know what I mean? That's a long-ass time ago, right? A long time ago, bro.
Denver's been through. Denver's
a lot of shit.
Yeah, God, there's fucking culture right here.
Yo, there's graffiti. Mad history, bro. Mad history.
Right, yeah, it's definitely a heavy hitting city.
Too. I remember I used to see like AOM shit, Life
oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, Life Crew killed it. AOM.
All kinds of shit.
RTD was RTD. Getting it. Yep, SWS was getting
yep,
some
SWS.
Shit.
SWS.
Everybody back in the day was
on. Yeah, dog.
Yeah, till this day. I think weed kind of like revitalized it a little bit because people moved in and start catching in a little bit. But you know,
but the city like it's seen a lot like people move in like there's been a lot like
yeah.
Come in, they go and they come.
Well,
they
even
go.
Like East and Emit came. Yeah, they added a lot to the culture here. Yeah. Those guys. They really did contribute a huge influence to Denver and Colorado graffiti.
Hey, do you have like a certain city you like bombing in more, or is it always LA?
I feel like bombing all cities. I mean, LA's just fun as fuck. I mean, it's just like
it's a playground.
Downtown, I mean, it's a playground. Dog. I mean, it's, that shit's tight. Tight, dog.
And talk about that shit real quick, cause it's way different, man. One of the things I was told when I went down there, cause I was kind of rolling solo dolo. They're like, watch out for these motherfuckers on the bikes. They're all meth and drugs, and they just rob everyone,
yeah.
And they fuck you up. Like, and they're homeless. They're up all night, so they do catch motherfuckers slipping, especially yeah. If you by yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they gonna get you. Like, it's a different mentality out there with that shit.
Yeah, dog, it is. And I don't know. I got lucky. It's like, cause I've been by myself lately. Out there, the first, like I was saying, the time I went by myself,
mm-hmm.
And this time I was painting with the homies, but I was still painting by myself. So I was painting like every night. All the homies can't paint every night.
You're a crazy motherfucker to begin with, you know.
So I was painting every night, homie, and fucking, I was fucking. When they couldn't paint, I was still painting. I was like, fuck it, I'm getting bored already.
Yeah.
So it's getting darker, right? Hit some spots. Fucking. And
how long were you out there for? This last time. The last time you were
there. Okay, so the first 2 years ago, I was out there same amount of time, 2 months each time, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
But this last time I went, this last year, I went hard, homie. Like,
he
so
left?
I was like, I got 10 times harder. I went fucking 2 years ago.
He left right, how do you say? He left the day before we got there, and we were like, fuck. That sucks. You know?
Nice
yeah, remember?
Yeah.
But I mean, you said a lot of the riders that get up in LA and Cali are homeless, right? They ain't got shit to do.
It's for nice. That's that for nice.
Oh, shit.
We just had a guest appearance real quick. The homie Nice just popped in. And all for coming through right in the middle of our podcast.
We got the exclusive shit going over here. Nice guy.
Nice is,
you know what I'm saying?
Nice is in the mix.
But, yeah, man.
Making moves out here. But, yeah, man, that shit's.
He smelled the ganja.
He smelled the weed. He rolls in here. This guy's fucking. Yo, get on the fucking mic, son. It's like, nah, I'm just playing.
Right. So, hey, where else has your journey this year led you? I know a couple other places.
I've been to, I don't know how you say, Louisville. I don't know how to say Louisville.
Louisville?
Yeah. That's
Memphis?
No, it's Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
Hey, that city's tight.
It's Louisville. It's so weird. I'm
yeah. Yeah, out there they trip on me. Like, all right,
player, I can't sorry, do my bad. My bad, I can't do my littles like that, player. You're
sorry, yeah.
Let me see you roll your R.
Where else you been?
I went to West Virginia. I don't know. I didn't go to no major city up there. And just St. Louis and Kansas City.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, oh, no shit. I went to Albuquerque and I went to Phoenix, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you made a little loop.
Yeah.
Crushing it, man.
The young tour.
Hey, what's your favorite thing to hit? Like, is it like freights? Is it like just like illegal shit? Is it just fucking? What? I don't even pay attention to what he said. I'm trying to conduct the interview nice as fucking around over here. About to get the boot.
He's our neighborhood scumbag right. over here.
Now, what do you like to hit the best? You like throwies? You like burners? Like, you've been hitting burners all over. You know what I mean? Seems to be the...
I guess call them burners, dog. Like, I like doing like some two-color shit, at least, you know? And, yeah, that's what I like to hit, dog. That's what I like to do. Straight letters, block letters. Right. Shit, you can see big shit, too. Homie.
Real
like,
cool, right?
You have to go big, homie.
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home, dog, yeah. I want that shit from my grandma to read that shit and your grandma to read that shit.
Right there, bro.
And do it legible.
Grandma knows I be shooting, you know what I mean?
I always remember that.
Hell yeah. Now, that's one thing about Coz, man. I mean, he probably has, I would say, the most legendary and biggest spots that...
Legible.
You know what I mean?
Legible, biggest spots. And the sickest spots, too. And he used to have the backs of the highway signs and
the
shit,
heavens.
Bro.
And I remember so after he did the silos for War 4, I seen that shit like the next day because my dad's right there, and we would sit on the porch and smoke weed. I tell this all the time. And when I talked to Coz like a couple days later, he's like, I did it so everyone could read that motherfucker. He's like, from either side. You know, he was like, damn, homie. That's crazy.
I want your grandma to be able to read it.
That's hilarious, bro. That's a quote right there. That's a motherfucking quote right there. I want your grandma and your grandma to be able to read that shit.
Yeah, I remember that shit, dog. I still remember that shit. I was like 18, I think, at that time.
Nice.
Yeah, dog. So.
And then you and Shu started a new crew, right? And you got like one of your main cats right here, man, being crushing the street with you. Talk about that shit.
Actually, fucking L4 Dub's been around since like we're like young too, dog.
Oh, so it actually started back in the day.
Faded out for
y'all brought it back.
But I fucking, you know, I CPR that shit, dog. Me and Shoe, dog.
Oh yeah, and people been getting on, man. I mean, y'all, you know what I mean. Put on some hitters as well, and fools are getting that shit. Talk about bringing that shit back.
The young homie right here, like homie fucking Tuso, dog.
It's what's up, man? Homie, little Bulldog, little Prodigy, little wrecking the streets.
Hell yeah.
With the shit that's for all of it, the whole lifestyle.
Hell yeah, they're getting it.
Like, shit for that part-time for
yeah. Right. Well, hey, real quick, talk about the lifestyle there, too. So let them know, because like, a lot of people don't know. Like, I talk to people about graffiti, and they really don't know that it can go down at any moment. I mean, you do the wrong shit, I mean, you're going to get a knuckle sandwich. You know,
you gotta be ready for that shit.
Can't be messing around, huh? This is a big boys game type of shit, and they don't get it, man. You know.
Yeah. So, what's up with you, man? Where you from? Where? What are you into? What do you do?
Just paint cars, though.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
Paint cars.
And you've been out here in Denver for how long?
Shit, September, 3 years old.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. Okay.
What do you like most about it?
Hitting shit with this motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
You gotta hit all that shit.
Yeah.
Shit, and you be going out every night, you know what I'm saying? So, fucking, you guys are busy. How'd y'all do during the COVID? I'm sure y'all crushed shit. I already know y'all crushed shit, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got some shit in, dog, but shit. I wish we could have got more shit in Kansas, you know? That shit was tight as fuck.
You guys do some big shit in Kansas or what? Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We hit some pretty big shit. We just said we're gonna hit that. We already had it down.
You guys had a little game plan already, right?
Yeah. Some shit went down.
Shit goes down sometimes. You know what I mean?
Fuck. Bullshit.
Is that bull?
It's fucked up because that's in that state. Like the court shit was fucking retarded, bro.
Yeah.
It is like some country shit, huh?
Yeah, like they're tripping out there. And the Kansas side, the MO side, that shit's crashing.
Those fools are mad.
Kansas, don't do nothing out there, homie.
Those fools are mad, man.
Drive by, I mean, straight up. I don't know, but it's warm. Fuck off, dog. Chance of that. Yeah, I'm saying.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah,
so, anyways, what else are you into? What do you think about Denver? What do you do out here? What do you? You know, other than go out there and get it, what you think about?
Sounds
it?
Sounds like that's all he does is get it with a Heiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to a little shit.
Oh, sick. Hell yeah. That's what's up. There's some good shit out here?
Pretty cool, dog. Yeah. Got a couple homies that are like born and raised here.
Yeah.
Fucking met them here, dog, at jobs. So.
Oh, for real?
They got one, so I was just like, I need one,
bro. For sure.
And you say you got a Lolo, right?
Yeah, I sold it. I just sold it, bro.
Oh, okay.
I had it for like a year and a half. I was building it up.
What was it?
82 Cutlass, dog.
Oh yeah. Shit! What color was it?
Chrome.
Hell
silver.
Yeah. You gonna do another one? And do something else?
End of the year, get another one.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to hit shit right now, dog.
You on a mission?
You're on a mission, right? Mission from God.
Yeah. Now you guys are getting it for sure. Yeah, you guys are getting it. Yeah, there's some good.
Yeah. So what else y'all been up to, man? I mean, shit, y'all got a lot of shit. Y'all just in, y'all actually like flew in. Y'all out tonight, so we're actually really lucky you'd even get this.
Check this out. I got here, and then this was like, thanks, I'll be there like in a couple hours. Like I landed in Denver, and I'm like, no shit.
He's like, aren't you just in Kansas?
Hell yeah. That's tight.
Yeah. My bad, fucking around here trying to finish the black.
Nah, that's good.
Hey, so you have any like kind of crazy stories? Any graffiti stories? Any close calls? Any fucking having to whoop somebody's ass?
The craziest shit that's ever happened to you.
Can
bro.
We get a couple?
What's the wildest shit?
I was thinking if there's any wild shit we've been through, but not too. Did you hear that? Nice and Heiser been locked up together.
Of course.
What's your name, crazy, Fish?
Years ago, huh? Yeah, I know.
Oh, no shit.
Were you making beats in jail? Were you making beats in jail?
18? How old are you? Are you 18 too? How old are you? Oh, okay. You're a little bit older. Yeah.
I'm getting up there too.
It's still killing it. That's what's crazy, though.
Nice. You're 38? God. Water, a lot of water, a lot of rest, and a lot of cigarettes. Yeah, a lot of cigarettes. Gross. Kurt Rambis, ladies and gentlemen.
Kurt Rambis.
All right. Shake it easy.
I gotta go back. Can't see. I'm gonna keep being out there for a minute. For a little minute, bro. But give me up.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, when you're done,
too. Yeah, I got you. Don't even trip. Yeah, I got you.
All right. So, I know y'all got one craziest story each to tell us.
Yeah, what's the wildest
crazy.
Shit?
That gotta be the part two.
The what?
The part two.
The part two.
Hey, some mandatories right now. I guess you call them, man. Let's go take care of this business real quick, but I promise you guys, homie.
Yep.
I got you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, homie, thank you for the love, dog.
No, we definitely appreciate you coming through, dog.
Good, bro. I appreciate you.
Fucking, you know, just do this for the homie, dog.
No, I appreciate you, bro, from bottom of my heart, bro. That makes me feel like a motherfucker that, you know. I know I've been asking you and bugging you.
Nah, it's all love, dog. I got you. I told you, dog. I never want to say no, homie, but it's just like...
I know how it is.
This is forever for me, homie.
Yeah, for real. Well, yeah. Hey, man, I'm telling you, the gang of motherfuckers is going to be listening to this shit, bro, and they're going to know what's up. And they already know, but just, you know what I mean, for them that don't, man. Well, you know what I mean? There you have it, man. You know, it's your boy,
you
Joe Thunder, Elvis Freshly,
Heiser,
Tucson. Any last shout-outs, guys? Any last shout-outs?
Hey, shout-out to the homie. Shout-out to my bad homie. Shout-out to the homie Agent Dog.
Yeah, man.
He's batting cancer. Say some prayers. Right now, homie, so pray for him.
Shout out Agent.
Good homie. Agent. Yeah. That's the best, dog. Good ass homie, dog. Freak Coast, homie.
Yep.
Fucking Pedro Alves, homie. Hell yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
For sure. For sure. No, we definitely appreciate y'all coming by. Like I said, I know you don't do this, man. So.
Rest in peace, Breach. Yeah. Shoot, homie.
Shout out to Shoot.
Yep, the homie Shoot, everyone.
Shout out to the homie Trill from Mobbers
Crew. The homies from AE, homie. The homie Hayes. Fucking Diet. The homie fucking Make, homie, out in fucking New Mexico.
Yep, all those homies.
Payo. Hell yeah. The homie Dwells and Otto from, and No Way from OCP, homie. Good homies out there. A lot of good homies out there.
Killer.
Sorry, but yeah, homies, homie. Doing, putting in work. And yeah, rest in peace, Preach Escape, homie.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Miss you, homies, dog.
Yeah, I miss all y'all. Fever, shit, Preach,
Fever,
Escape.
Preach. Always, but
there's too many.
Like, you know, Fever, rest in peace on me. I just didn't know him personally, dog. You know what I mean? But these was like my everyday foods, you know what I mean?
No, I feel you.
So,
I was lucky enough to, I was actually lucky enough to know Preach, man. I was actually lucky enough to go with you and Preach bombing one time and videotape that shit.
Yeah.
And I tell this story all the time, too, is I remember Preach got up and he was like, cops. And I like, look. And then I look back and y'all are already gone, like two blocks away, and I'm still standing there. And I was like, oh shit, but it wasn't no cops, you know what I mean? But I remember that night, and you know what I mean? Just
I remember that shit too.
Not too many people can say that,
especially
motherfuckers that I wasn't doing graffiti at the time.
Yeah,
so for y'all to let me in like that, too, or anything, you know, I love again, bro.
Like, the crazy shit is that, like, we grew up on those movies and shit,
right?
Those movie shit.
That's what we were doing. I was putting out videos for, you know, the homies, and you know what I mean. Then they started showing me love, man. And you know, like you said, the war shit's epic. You know what I mean?
Those shits, all those shits. Yeah, I think it could be all that.
Right.
Like, let's Don't stop, homie. All the homies out there, little homies, dog, keep doing that shit, dog.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Hit that shit.
Get better, bro. Graffiti.
Right now, homie. Just hit it all. Like,
do more graffiti.
But everyone that's doing it, homie, keep doing it, dog. Fuck, I love seeing that shit everywhere I go, homie. Like, what's up? Stay up. Fight a man team, dog.
Don't get hurt.
Stay up, homie. Yeah. But I know what's up. I'm out there, homie. I'm active.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, shit, man.
Right on. How thank you y'all.
Once again. Yeah, we out of here. Peace. Joe Thunder, especially Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast, Be Good Dispensaries, DJ Sin, we are out.